Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, August 12th. I'm reading from the New International Version. We are making our way to a new book today, the book of Galatians. It is Missions Monday, but we didn't focus in on a specific mission partner on Sunday morning. So I was thinking about how to think about missions today. Well, verse 10 of Galatians 1 talks about our mission in some way. It says, "Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God?" That signifies our mission as the people of God, that we are focused on what He thinks about, what He cares about, and not so much pleasing the people around us. And so as we consider and think about and desire to be the people of God and the people of Christ, let us go to God's Word together to see what else He has to say for us. Anytime we start a new book, I encourage you to go to the Bible Project website and to look up that book on their website. Today, go and look about Galatians. Watch the outline video. It is wonderful, and it reminds us of the storyline of Galatians. They highlight three different sections. The first section of Galatians talks about challenging the Galatians with the gospel of the crucified Messiah. So all of these Jewish Christians are coming in to Galatia, and they're trying to tell the Gentiles that they have to observe all the ancient laws of the Torah. But we know that Jesus fulfilled the law and that Paul was sent forward to the Gentiles. Remember that story in Acts about Peter and the unclean animals and how God says, go and eat, and then Cornelius comes or sends some people to him and he goes back to Cornelius's house. Well, this is all developing a new way so that the Gentiles do not have to do the laws of the Torah, but they need their hearts to be circumcised. Anyway, there is lots of ruckus going on in the churches of Galatia because many of the Jewish Christians are trying to make the Gentiles obey the same laws that they observe. So the first thing that Paul is doing is reminding them of the gospel, that we are declared righteous through faith in Jesus. The second section in chapters 3 and 4 is about this new multi-ethnic family that we are as believers. And he talks about the law as a magnifying glass and then also as a strict school teacher. And then in the third section, he talks about a life transformed by the Spirit of God. So we are to follow a law, but it's not necessarily the law of the Torah. It is the law of Christ, the Torah of the Messiah. And so in this section, we learn about the fruit of the Spirit and what it looks like to have a life given over to Jesus. In the end, the Gospel Project says that the requirements of Torah observance that these Jewish Christians are trying to impose on the Gentiles is an adventure in missing the point. And so as we read Galatians this week, I want us to get the point. And so maybe every day I'll say, what was the point today? All right, Galatians chapter 1 in the NIV. Paul, an apostle, sent not from men, nor by a man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead, and all the brothers and sisters with me, to the churches in Galatia. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins to rescue us from the present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. The title in the next section says, No Other Gospel. I am astonished that you are so quickly deserting the one who called you to live in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different gospel, which is really no gospel at all. Evidently, some people are throwing you into confusion and are trying to pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we or an angel from heaven should preach a gospel other than the one we preach to you, let them be under God's curse. As we have already said, so now I say again, if anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse. Am I now trying to win the approval of human beings or of God? Or am I trying to please people? If I were still trying to please people, I would not be a servant of Christ. The next section is called Paul Called by God. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the gospel I preached is not of human origin. I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ. For you have heard of my previous way of life in Judaism, how intensely I persecuted the Church of God and tried to destroy it. I was advancing Judaism beyond many of my own age among my people, and was extremely zealous for the traditions of my fathers. But when God, who set me apart from my mother's womb and called me by His grace, was pleased to reveal His Son to me, so that I might preach Him among the Gentiles, my immediate response was not to consult any human being. I did not go up to Jerusalem to see those who were apostles before I was, but I went into Arabia. Later, I returned to Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Cephas and stayed with him 15 days. I saw none of the other apostles, only James, the Lord's brother. I assure you before God that what I am writing you is no lie. Then I went to Syria and Cilicia. I was personally unknown to the churches of Judea that are in Christ. They only heard the report. The man who formerly persecuted us is now preaching the faith he once tried to destroy. And they praised God because of me. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. What is the point? Well, there are lots of points here, but one is the importance of the gospel that comes straight from the crucified and resurrected Lord. Paul says, I didn't go to consult with Peter about what we should do. The Lord Himself taught me what it means for me to follow Him, to have faith in Him, and the message that I should share with the Gentile churches. Also in here, there's that good reminder that we shouldn't be focused on pleasing others, but on pleasing God. And finally, I love the little tidbit about Paul being set apart in his mother's womb. Just such a blessed thought that all of us were set apart in our mother's womb to serve God. Would you pray with me? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another week. We pray, Lord, that you would forgive us of our sinful nature, for our sins, for the fact that we often do things that are not pleasing to you and we leave things undone that we should do. Help us, Lord, to understand your word. Help us to focus in on the importance of Jesus Christ as Lord and faith in him. Help us to be like Paul and bold in our desire to please you. Lord, thank you for setting us apart in our mother's womb. We pray for mothers of infants and mothers that have babies in their wombs right now. And we ask, Lord, for the kids in our church, that you would use them mightily for your kingdom, that you would set them apart for your work, that you would bless and keep them, that you would make them prophets and priests and kings who do your bidding. We pray all of this in the strong name of Jesus, our Lord. Amen.